You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Well, I was off the air yesterday, and the reason was quite simply I had to write a lengthy news article, opinion piece, for the Richland Chronicle paper and really needed to get it done, and it required a lot of research, but it was research that I'm definitely going to be using on today's show, and it's a rather serious topic, and that is what's happening in Iraq today. And what's happening is genocide. What's genocide? Genocide is the mass murder of people because of their religious beliefs in this case, or they're part of the Iraqi government. Now, let me explain to those that are new to the show. First of all, you can listen to the Pronk Pop Show by going to my companion blog for the show, which is pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S dot wordpress.com. And at the top, you'll have links to my last 60 to 80 shows, the top of the page. And at the bottom of the page, you'll have links to all my shows, but some of the early ones that we unfortunately have overwritten. But in between, you'll have a number of what I call my notes. Usually they're articles, photographs, videos, mainly from YouTube, material that is relevant to the story that I'm going to be talking about. And the story I'm going to be talking about is what is happening in Iraq, because even though I know most students, most faculty and staff are not primarily interested in foreign policy, what's going on in Iraq today is killing, massive killing of people, because they don't share the ideas of the Islamic State. Now, in the news, they refer to the Islamic State by several names. You probably heard of the one most popular is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and that used to be their name. They've changed their name as of towards the end of June to Islamic State. They shortened it. The United States government, however, prefers to use one of their other names that they use earlier, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. So they usually say this, they don't spell it out like I just did, either ISIS, I-S-I-S, or ISIL, I-S-I-L. They're the same organization, folks. And you need to understand that, first of all, they're an army of terrorists, an army. Now, one of the experts in Iraq, Iraqi experts on ISIS, estimates that there are between 30,000 and 50,000 fighters or people belonging to this terrorist group or terrorist army. But he's quick to say that really the core of this group, what he refers to as the ideologues, I would call them the true believers in it, and the force behind it is roughly around 30% of that number. So we're talking somewhere between 9,000 and 15,000 core. The rest are really being coerced into joining and fighting with them or face death. So even though they're a fairly large force, what they're doing is pressing people into service, primarily Sunni Iraqis. And for those that are not familiar with Iraq, and I'll put up a map of Iraq and what areas are controlled by the Islamic State, what areas are controlled by the government of Iraq, and what areas are controlled by the Kurds. Now, just a big picture, northern Iraq, northeastern Iraq, I should need to be a little more specific, is where the Kurds are. And they have several provinces there. It's Kurdistan, and the Kurds are primarily in several countries. The largest piece of Kurdistan is actually in Turkey. You have a lot of Kurds living in Turkey. And you need to understand the Kurds speak Kurdish, but they're Sunni Muslims. But they have been persecuted in the past by not only Turkey, but Iran, as well as the Iraq government when it was controlled by Saddam Hussein, who was a Baathist, was the political party, but he's also a Sunni Muslim. And the reason Saddam Hussein persecuted him he used weapons of mass destruction, namely both chemical and biological weapons, against the Kurds. He was trying to kill every Kurd in Iraq. He did not succeed because the Kurds fled. They fled primarily to Turkey as well as Iran. And the genocide was stopped by the intervention ordered by then President George W. Bush to create a no-fly zone. But it's abundantly clear that the Sunnis that are Arab, they're not Kurdish, when Saddam Hussein was in power, they wanted to kill the Kurds. They wanted to wipe them off the face of the earth. And Saddam Hussein tried it, and he succeeded in killing thousands of Kurds. And it wasn't for the fact that the United States did intervene in the sense of having a no-fly zone where U.S. fighter jets made sure that the Iraqi military did not pursue them, did not fly in the zone, and did not pursue the Kurds. But the bigger picture is the Kurds are a persecuted minority, and they really should have their own country. The problem is neither Turkey nor Iran, nor for that matter Iraq, wants the Kurds to have their own country. Now, today, they do have several provinces where the Kurds are in control, and that is in northeastern Iraq, the mountainous region of Iraq. And they've been very successful over the last several years in building a very peaceful, believe it or not, peaceful province. And the reason they've been successful is they don't allow Iraqi Sunnis or Iraqi Shia into their provinces. Now, what is the conflict between the Kurds and the Iraqi government, first of all? They're in the region where there is a large, large oil reserves. Kirkuk is one city that's sitting right on a lot of oil. So is Mosul. And they're literally on the border between the Kurdish provinces, or what some call Kurdistan. But remember, Kurdistan is a land where the Kurds are, but it's in several countries. And it's primarily Turkey, as well as Iraq and Iran, and a small portion of Syria as well. Now, the Islamic State, which is an army of terrorists, jihadists, violent jihadists, militant jihadists, has control of a large portion of the country. It is mainly northern Iraq, northwestern Iraq, as well as western Iraq, and it does extend partly into the south. And that's where the Sunnis are based, or where they live, where the communities are. You need to understand this Islamic State, the religion of the Islamic State is Sunni, and they're Arabs. The religion is Sunni, ethnic group is Arab, and to complicate the matter is you have literally dozens of tribes in this territory, headed by usually a sheikh. The Islamic State has taken over a large portion, I would say upwards of half, if not two-thirds, of Iraq. Now, do they control all the cities in that area? No, they do not. They control certain key cities, including Mosul, which is in northern Iraq, as well as Kirkuk, which is a little bit south. The Iraqi government, headquartered in Baghdad, is in central to southern Iraq. That's where predominantly the Shia are. Now, before the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, Baghdad, as well as some of the surrounding communities, were very much mixed. You had both Shia and Sunni living in the same areas. However, with the overthrow of Saddam Hussein and the installation of the Maliki government, which is dominated by the Shia, what has happened is many Sunnis have fled their communities to live in other areas because you had militia as well as the national police and the Iraqi army killing them. So I want to get across, living in Iraq is not easy because you're living in a state of fear, and now with the successes of the Islamic State, it's really one of terror. Now, why do I say that? Genocide is the systematic killing of people because of, one, their religion, what nationality they are, what ethnic group they are. It could be a tribe. There are several ways and categories. The simplest way, let's take the Nazis. They conducted a race war, and they were trying to exterminate people of the Jewish faith. So if you were Jewish, it started with them going after their businesses, going after their property, their homes, making sure they couldn't work. And it led to the concentration camps where they were sent and where millions, over 5 million, died. You got to keep in mind the Jewish population in Germany, as well as many of the surrounding countries, has always been very, very, very small. But he was using the Jews as a scapegoat to blame them for whatever went wrong in Germany. And his aim was the extermination of the Jews, not only in Germany, but wherever the Nazis, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, what we today shorthand as Nazis, had power. So if you were a Jew, for example, in France, in Holland, in Poland, in Russia, you were either immediately killed where you were living or sent to a concentration camp where you either were killed or worked or starved to death. That is the modern, but not certainly not the first, genocide in history. There have been many genocides over the world's history. And the reason why I'm doing this show is we're experiencing a genocide today in Iraq. Now, I need to say one word. I was a fan of Robin Williams. He died by his own hands. He committed suicide. That is dominating the news today, as it did yesterday and the day before. You can't go listen to any television show or radio show or talk show, and they're going on and on and on about his suicide. He had a serious substance abuse problem. It was no secret. Cocaine, alcohol, and other drugs. Robin Williams was a genius. He was a very funny person. And I can remember him because one of the comedians I really was always impressed with was Jonathan Winters. And Jonathan Winters was a hero to Robin Williams. They had very much the same type of comedy. But Jonathan Winters was a comedian that my parents really liked. And his time, and really when he was a star, was the 50s and 60s. But Robin Williams, literally, he was a great admirer of him. And I am a great admirer of both Williams and Jonathan Winters. And my third probably most famous comedian would be George Carlin. If I had to name three, those would be my pick. And as far as I'm concerned, they were in a league by themselves. They were geniuses. They each had their different styles of comedy. And I want to salute Robin Williams for this. Most people are not aware, although they might be aware with all the news coverage, that Robin Williams was a very sensitive person, but he also was a very giving person of his time. And he gave a lot of his time to not only charity work, but also entertaining the troops, our men and women in the armed forces all across the world. Now, I'm bringing this up because I'm going to link it to the story that's in the news today. I think it's important and understandable that Robin Williams' death be covered, although I think some of the details are not details that most people want to know. But I think the men and the women of the armed forces really did appreciate and do appreciate, whether it's an actor, a comedian, or singers, that will spend their time, many during Christmas or holiday seasons, to entertain the troops. I was the son of an Army professional soldier, and we lived in many countries, primarily Germany and Taiwan. And you would have USO shows visiting the troops or their families or both, but there were not very many of them. Probably the most famous comedian that did this was Bob Hope, and he would do this every year. And Robin Williams, to some extent, picked up on what Bob Hope did when he was alive and entertaining the troops. Now, what you're not aware of is this. Every day, there are about 22 suicides by veterans. At first, when I heard that number, I couldn't believe it. I'm talking 22 every day of the week, every day of the year. They committed suicide because of the stress that they encountered, mainly fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He knew of their depression, and he knew where it led. And unfortunately, he followed the same path. But when he was alive, he at least gave his time to entertaining the troops when they were in war zones. Very, very few entertainers do that. Now, let's get back to Iraq, because today we have massive killings of religious minorities in large portions of Iraq. Not only Christians, but primarily Kurds as well as Shias. They literally are taking people out of their trucks and cars. Sometimes they just shoot them right off the bat. If they're fleeing to Baghdad, they take a machine gun and shoot men, women, and children on the highways. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube. There are rather graphic videos showing this. And they're proud of it. The Islamic State is proud of this, because they're trying to terrify people, not only in Iraq, but abroad. And they'll stop, for example, trucks, ask you for your ID. They're trying to find out whether you're a Sunni Muslim or a Shiite Muslim. And if you give the wrong answer, your ID seems to be a Shiite name. They kill you on the spot. They are taking no prisoners. If you're part of the Iraqi army, police, or work for the government in any capacity, they're killing you. They're killing Christians and any other religious minority that disagrees with their religion. It's massive killing, and it's going on as we speak. I'm looking at the time. I only have about less than 5 minutes, but I want to make you aware of it, because the coverage is primarily about the suicide of Robin Williams. Yet in the world today, you have people like the fanatics in the Islamic State that are killing people. They're not asking for trouble. They're not fighting them. They're killing innocent men, women, and children because they have a different religion, a different nationality, or they believe in something that they don't think you should believe. And it's very much, I just got an upgrade that the clock is wrong, so I'm over. So I'm going to need to wrap it up. But that's what I was trying to make a point. I'm not saying don't cover the Robin Williams story, but I think we need a little perspective here, because we literally have thousands of people today being killed systematically in Iraq. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the views of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. For the students out there, you have to Wednesday, August 20th to register. So if you haven't registered for the fall semesters, the time is running out. So you need to get down to Richland College or go online and register for the fall semester. Have a great day, and tomorrow I'll definitely do a full hour show.